Good morning, Pop Chasers, and happy December 23rd. It is Thursday, and I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together, but today is a special episode because I'm not joined by anybody. It's just me, myself, and I, which, by the way, if you guys, I heard that song, the like G-Eazy song, Me, Myself, and I, and I don't know who the woman is. I want to say it's Bebe Rexha, but I could be wrong. That's a bop. And I really loved that song when it came out originally. And it came on the radio the other day while I was going to the 95th Walgreens and in my area to try to find these rapid COVID tests, which I told you guys about yesterday. Anyway, it's a bop and it still is a bop. And I think I'll always love it. And I recommend everybody listen to it. But yes, today is a special episode because I want to talk about Emily in Paris, but I want to give everybody at least like one day to watch it. So I'll talk about it in tomorrow's episode. Today, I thought it would be fun as we approach the end of the year to do the top 50, my top 50 culture moments of 2021. And some of them I've spoken about on this podcast, other ones I've spoken about just to myself or my dog. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about them. They are niche. They are specific to my interests, but I have a feeling a lot of you guys will like them as well. So I'm going to kick it off. And I think that the way to do it is just start it at the top, number 50, and go down from there. And for what it's worth, like, this isn't like in order of like worst to best or anything. This is just, I just made a list in a Google Doc. And I'm going to read them to you. So number 50, the 50 top culture moments of 2021 is that Titanic and Greg Tom Succession crossover from Twitter that I've played multiple times on this podcast when Greg says souls are boring, because just hearing the swell of Celine Dion saying near far, wherever you are, while the two of them basically make out is just incredible. Number 49, fraud. Whitney Rose from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Chill. No. Her and Stu were charged for stealing people's money. Fraud.
Next one, were you silent or were you silenced? Oprah Winfrey's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I can't believe that that was this year. But it was. And I do want to just say, like, the iconic moment isn't the interview itself. It is specifically those seven words. Were you silent or were you silenced? And actually, I would say it's maybe even more the enunciation that Oprah does. It's not even the words. It's the enunciation. Silenced. It's like when you have a dialect coach or a speech therapist who is showing you where you need to put your tongue for the pronunciation. Silenced. You hear every letter.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
Okay, the next one is the mystery around John Mulaney and Olivia Munn's baby timeline. You know, this baby has been born, was born in November, and that means that I'm not trying to like really dive into their personal life, but conception was like 9 to 10 months before in like Jan, Feb. But I just don't know, guys. I don't know if I believe it. The next one, you've heard it here before, but I'm going to do it again. Father, son, house of Gucci. She worked 6 months on that accent, and I think that it shows. The next one is It's Giving Cher, Shawn Mendes.
It's giving share.
The next one is Bernie Sanders at the inauguration, specifically his mittens. The next one, also an inauguration shout out, is J-Lo's Let's Get Loud. I mean, for no reason. And yet, thank God she did it. Jennifer Coolidge in The White Lotus comes in next, and it's just Jennifer Coolidge in The White Lotus in general. Her carrying around her mother's ashes, her cheersing people, her being like sad all the time, getting pina colada, everything, everything Jennifer Coolidge. Her caftans, Jennifer Coolidge in The White Lotus. Kate Winslet's accent in Mayor of Easttown has gotten a nod on the list. NFTs, just in general, GameStop, Robinhood, whatever those words mean, NFTs. Oh, okay. This one's a great one. That one voiceover actress from Squid Game, you guys know the one I'm talking about. Like, she just really committed to that one kind of annoying girl and just overplayed it a little too much, but you were like, thank God she's here. Just kind of brought it down a little bit. The next one, Or What? Another good example of like enunciation, tongue placement, Erica Girardi, of course.
A lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Oh, okay. This next one is Ben Affleck throwing out his Ana de Armas cutout after they broke up. Put it in the dumpster on garbage day. R.I.P. Britney Spears calling Diane Sawyer the fuck out on Instagram after she was freed. We loved that for her. That was like buried in like that 5-page Instagram thing that I believe we spoke about on the episode last week. What day was it? I think it was Thursday. It's the one with Ian. Oh, when David Schwimmer was in love with Jennifer Aniston at the Friends reunion, he just looked at her. It was like when James Corden asked like where they would be now. And Jennifer Aniston said that like she thinks her and Ross would be married. And it was as if Jennifer Aniston said like, you and I should be married. He looked at her like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I said that when we recapped the Friends reunion, I think that that man is in love with her. The next one would be Emily Mariko. You know, the salmon bowl girl on TikTok. And then the next one would be the way that TikTok turned on Emily Mariko, because, you know, you have everybody being like, I have to make this. But then all of a sudden everyone's like, Emily, have you ever made anything normal? Or have you ever like gotten takeout? And she does, because sometimes I've watched her order burgers, animal style at In-N-Out. So she does. But we do love, I just think it's like a great way of like displaying the fact that like we can never have anything nice in this world, because when we realize we love something, we then realize we hate it. Because if you love it, to love is to hate, right? That's what they say, I think. I don't know. The next one is when Pete Davidson took Kim Kardashian to a public movie theater just this week. They watched House of Gucci, the father-son House of Gucci. And I think that was Kaya and I who discussed that earlier this week. It was not Spider-Man. And I wish it would have been. I would have loved Kim's take on Spider-Man. The next one is Jason Sudeikis's sweatshirt. Remember that one? And just like in general, being like hot, Jason Sudeikis, hot, comma, hot. The next one would be vaccines. Shout out vaccines. The next one is Eunice exposing Scott on Instagram. Remember that? That feels like forever ago. And I think it was honestly 2 months ago. We'll never forget. Adele's 30 comes in hot halfway through the list, you guys. It's just 30. And also I'll add an asterisk here. Learning the lyrics to I Love Wine after like two listens is also a culture moment of 2021. Next up on the Pop Chaser list of culture moments in 2021, Rihanna and ASAP Fergie at the Met Gala, and specifically ASAP Fergie's outfit that looked like my grandma's quilt. May she rest. Okay, number 25. Red emojis, just emojis that are red, specifically red scarf emoji, the red flag emoji. It was just a really big year for red colored emojis. And I think that that's fantastic. You know, we finally got that smiley face emoji with the red hearts around it. It's a big year for red emojis. Okay, the next one, number 24, the driver's license misery business mashup that I continuously listened to on YouTube because I couldn't find it on a streaming platform like Spotify. They just work so well together. And there is one Peloton ride where I think it's Cody does like the old versus the new. And so like he'll play Misery Business and then he follows it up with, I'm sorry, I said driver's license. It's Good For You. That is a faux pas. Good For You and Misery Business. And then he follows it up with Good For You. And they just work so well. And I actually had a dream, like a legitimate, like I was asleep and I had a dream that I was Hayley Williams. And I was on like an American Idol-esque show, like a singing show. And you know, when they always have like just some random musical artist come for like the finale to perform. And there's really no reason why. Maybe they have an album out, but they're just performing. It would be me and Olivia Rodrigo, because remember, I'm Hayley Williams in this situation. And it was like, we sang like the mashup together. This is so embarrassing, but like, I just feel like we're friends now. I can tell you this. It's been a year of Pop Chaser. And so at the end, when like, it's kind of like the build of the Good For You chorus, Hayley Williams, aka Allison Pivoverski, sings it. So anyway, that's just like a crazy little dream that I had. And who knows, maybe it would happen. But like the audience goes crazy and everyone talks about it. It's like viral, TikTok, Twitter. Everyone is like, can you believe like these two queens? Do you guys do that? Like I know I'm not the only person who at like 3 a.m. is performing for a sold out arena, right? Like I'm in my bed sitting, propped up with like 7 pillows behind me, my AirPods in, and I'm performing like as if I'm accepting the Grammy for album of the year. I hope I'm not alone in that. The next one is Keke Palmer telling everyone at the Met Gala it was her first time there too. That was her number one question. Have you ever been here before? And then they'd say no. She's like, this is my first time too. It was just so pure. Heather Dubrow's new house on Real Housewives of Orange County, but specifically her etched windows and the birds that she has on those, like the trees that are etched into the window. And then the two birds for her eggs that are frozen. The reaction, the response to the Dear Evan Hansen trailer coming in at number 31, number 30, or I'm sorry, number, how does math work? Got that. Demi Lovato saying they date an alien, but also going against Big Froyo. That was this year. The lack of the Real Housewives of New York reunion. Crazy, but also deserved. I happened to catch an old Watch What Happens Live the other day with all of the housewives from Girls, Ultimate Girls Trip. And Andy asked Ramona, he was like, because you weren't able to answer for, and I was just kind of annoyed because I was like, well, she wasn't able to answer because you guys didn't air a reunion. Like you could have gotten them on a Watch What Happens. Like you could have, they zoomed in all of the Ultimate Girls Trip cast. Why not just zoom in the New York cast so Ramona can answer for herself? That just kind of annoyed me. And it was like way too little too late. Ramona just saying like, I was so embarrassed and I sent text messages. It's just such bullshit. Anyway, moving on. Another shout out to Keke Palmer, because this one is Keke Palmer forgetting she was friends with Lea Michele on Watch What Happens Live. If you have not seen that clip of Keke Palmer and Karamo from Queer Eye, Andy asks, he reads like a viewer question about if she's talked to Lea Michele, and Keke's response is just perfect.
Man, I would not have been surprised. I love Lea. With Lea.
Yeah. Where's she at? Yeah. Are you guys in touch?
I haven't talked to her in a minute. Now you brought it up. I'm like, man, where is Lea?
Where is Lea?
Yeah. My girl.
Where is Lea?
Where is
Lea? Come on, we said it to Black in his black in his shirt. We got to go, where is Lea? Where is Lea?
Okay, next up in Culture Moments of 2021 is Peloton's Q4. Big dies on a Peloton. Then they, you know, stocks plummet. Then they come out with this, what they thought was a cheeky commercial using Ryan Reynolds' marketing agency. And then Chris Noth is accused of sexual assault by two women in the Hollywood Reporter. And on top of that, my Q4 with my Peloton, I've had 3 Peloton bikes in my apartment since the beginning of November. So really, like, when I say these are culture moments, they're not all good. I've had 3 bikes because of issues. 3. I think we finally Goldilocksed it, and I have one that's going to work for me. Okay, the next is family.
Andy, haven't you heard me tell everyone not to come after my family?
Oh. Meredith Marks, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. The way Armie Hammer was cut out of the Death of the Nile trailer. I can't wait for Death on the Nile. It is the follow-up of Murder on the Orient Express, which I loved. Saw it in theaters like 3 times because I love an ensemble cast. I've said that many, 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 many times. That's why I love the Ocean's movies. I love the Fast and the Furious movies. That's what Murder on the Orient Express was. And then they're coming out with a sequel, but Armie Hammer's in it. And the way that that man was not featured in the trailer, it just came out like 2 days ago, so you can watch it. But you're not going to see him. Gal Gadot, on the other hand, stunning.
And that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever.
When the old Steve from Blue's Clues came back into our lives to say that things were going to be okay, like, and they really thought they were doing something with that. And I still cried. Nostalgia, the passage of time. Feta pasta is the next one. Just feta pasta. And then the asterisk of that is actually subbing out the feta and adding in Borzen cheese. And if you guys haven't done that, I've actually never had the feta pasta, so I can't say if it's good or bad. But I can tell you I've had the Borzen cheese pasta, and that is delish. Okay, perfect girl on TikTok. We love her.
Yeah, Infinite Ocean Hunt and Pumpkin Love.
I'm so sorry, we're actually all out of our loaves this morning.
Okay, perfect.
When Anne Hathaway asked people to call her Annie Hathaway after like 2 decades in the industry. So now forever, she'll forever be known as Annie Hathaway. I will never call her Anne Hathaway again. The next one, this is, I think you guys were in like the top 10. Not going to the Harry Styles tour, but basically going to the Harry Styles tour because you have TikTok. If you know, you know. Khloe Kardashian's bikini photo, if you guys remember that when she scrubbed it from the internet. Bowen Yang as the iceberg from Titanic on Weekend Update.
A lot of people might rather hear about the Titanic, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Okay, fine. You want to do this? Let's do this. First of all, you came to where I live and you hit me. It was midnight. I was chilling. Then I hear this Irish cacophony behind me. Not to be offensive, but like, no. I'm sorry, that's what it sounded like. River dance. And before I turn around and go like, what? Half my ass is gone.
Using, quote, the supply chain delay as an excuse for shipping problems. Huge moment in culture in 2021 was the supply chain. This is a good one. Just sitting out all of the Jeopardy drama. I think the best thing I did personally this year was just not investing myself in the Jeopardy drama. I don't know who the host is now, and I don't care. And I think that was the best thing I could have done for myself. And that kind of eases us right into this next one. Number 6, canceling things for your mental health. Shout out Simone Biles, who stepped away from the Olympics for her mental health. And also shout out to all of us who are looking at New Year's Eve and being like, what if I just didn't? I don't blame you. I'm going to do that. Okay, top 5, but also remember, like, these aren't ranked, so this really means nothing. The Big Brother 23 cast. Big Brother, you guys, has had some rough seasons. Big Brother 23 was pretty fantastic. I loved it. The cast, incredible. Okay, the next one. everyone dressing up as a Scooby-Doo character for Halloween. I don't know what, like, it's not like there were any recent Scooby-Doo movies, but I feel like I saw more Velmas and Daphnes and Freds than I've ever seen before. And I hate it because I'm like, oh, I would have done a really cute Velma or Daphne or Shaggy. Honestly, I do feel like olive green is like a good color for me. And I can't do it in 2022 because it's going to be like so delayed, but you know what? Maybe I will. Death Beach on Grey's Anatomy. Remember that? Specifically, remember when Patrick Dempsey came back and George and Lexi? Oh my God. I just remembered Lexi came back. Death Beach. You know what? I can't say I miss you because that was rough, but Death Beach. Oh, this one is a great one. This is second to the last, the penultimate. Kristen Stewart's Forlorning Looks in Spencer. If you haven't seen Spencer, it is kind of like a thriller and you're kind of waiting for Kristen Stewart to be killed at any moment. And she acts like that too. And this is over just a course of a few days at Christmas, but it's also, I have to say, like, I saw Spencer and we're watching it. We're like, what is happening? Like, is this bad? Is Spencer bad? And then Spencer ended and you're like, I don't think it was bad. I just don't know if I loved it. And then after like 2 hours of sitting on it, you're like, I think I loved that movie. I think it was fantastic. So if you are going to watch something this holiday season, if you want to get your royals, you know, a taste of the royals, and at Christmas time, nonetheless, maybe Spencer is it. And if you feel triggered by toxic family dynamics, then I maybe would say don't watch that, especially at Christmas. And then finally, the biggest moment, this is the biggest moment in culture in 2021, is thedip.com's new makeover. It just went live on Tuesday. And you guys, it is so cute. It's so great. Obviously, this is not biased at all, but I will just say, we really, really want you to come and join the conversation at The Dip. The new site looks beautiful. The colors are so trendy. And I kind of feel like I'm like too cool for school when I'm on thedip.com now. If you want to come onto The Dip, use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription, or just go onto The Dip and look at the colors. There's also a lot of free content on the site for you. If you are watching Emily in Paris, like binging it, so much content on there already for you. And there's only more to come. We'll have Sex and the City stuff every Thursday. You can find all of the content that you want there. Also, I do want to just say, I had a lot of fun last week welcoming some guests onto the podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to those. I'm curious, moving into 2022, what are some things that you would like to see on Pop Chaser? Do you want longer episodes? Do you want shorter episodes? 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I know last week's episodes were much longer than usual. Would you be interested in a big weekly recap, or do you like the daily episodes? I would love to hear from you. So I am opening up my DMs on Instagram at Allison Piwo. That is AllisonPiwo. And you can email me there, or I'm sorry, message me there and let me know what it is that you guys enjoy about Pop Chaser and then maybe some things that you don't enjoy. But please be nice about that because I take criticism to heart. And so just like, you know, it's the holiday season and I'm fragile because I'm turning 30 in like the next 20 days. And so I just like, it's like one of those things where it's like, just pat it with compliments if you have criticism. But I am really curious what it is that you guys would like to see in 2022. I am open to a rebrand, a reinvention, and I hope to be able to connect with you guys too. And if that's maybe inviting on listeners and doing special episodes with you where we discuss pop culture, I would love to do that. I want to just make this feel like a group text where we were all talking about the biggest things that are happening in entertainment, in Hollywood, in pop culture in general. And I think that there are some fun ways that we can incorporate that into 2022, but I would just love to hear what it is that you guys love about the podcast. And then again, things that you would like to see. So my DMs are open, and please like, review, and subscribe to this on Apple Podcasts. Also, Spotify now has reviews as well. So you can rate and review on Spotify. And I hope everyone has a fantastic Thursday, and cheers.